have you on one? Good. We get it by now. You've got a few olives on the olive at the top. We're up to the middle of the discussion about Vayaflumi Avuna Aris and Mokhata Pesach. Assuming the Mokhata Pesach means Mokhata Tilata Pesach, so then that would mean on the 16th. Apparently they were not allowed to eat Avuna Aris before that. So if that's the 16th, how does Rabbi Shmuel say that there was only an Isser of Kodesh after Sheva Shekhov, Sheva Sheva Shekhovku, because the Pesach says the fair is not like that? So that's, I think that's where we got up to yesterday.
See
that? So I think that's where we're up. Hey, see, Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Yossi, can I Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Yossi, based on Edish. He asked, Rabbi Yossi, he says, Rosh Tzid, Mimochorat HaPesach Yatsu B'nei Yisrael Miyad Ramah Lainei Kol Mitzrayim. The word Mimochorat HaPesach has a source, doesn't it? Mimochorat HaPesach is the way that we originally referred to Yitziat Mitzrayim. Now, that's not on the 16th, my friend. That's on the 15th. So Mimochorat HaPesach means, you see clearly from the Chumash, that Mimochorat HaPesach means the day after Yitziat Hakrovat HaPesach, the 14th, so Mimochorat HaPesach, on the 15th, Yitziat B'nei Yisrael. But here too, Mimochorat HaPesach is not referred to the 16th, not talking about the Omer being Matir Chodesh over here. So Lobo Kamisha Asar, what was it not that they went out on? What?
Not more reasonable to have some instead of a feeling?
Yeah, it's obviously a thing. It has to be on Kodesh. How are you learning that it's a feeling? So it means Mimochorat Shvita HaPesach. So how do you know that that isn't what it means over here? Maybe it means they started to eat the Mimochorat. They started to eat because they didn't have matzah after that. But once they had to eat matzah, there was no choice. You can't make matzah out of mun, so they had no choice. But it wasn't matzah. So they had no choice. That's what it says. That's from that time on already. Once they had to be metame themselves by eating food. Especially after Pesach, you don't want to touch chametz. Well, once you eat the chametz already, all right, go for it. The same thing over here, they were eating matzah all the time. So for them, the chametz was like, the matzah was the chametz, like that. So then when they had to eat matzah, that's when the mun stopped. That's what it's referring to. So maybe that's the trap. In which case, it would have nothing to do with our singing, because it wasn't talking about the heter, it was talking about the physical reality of eating.
It means the beginning of eating was matzah.
Yatzu mikan l'sham. So then, yatzu mikan l'sham, Rabbi Eliezer Machayeh, Rabbi Akiva Poter. Next thing that we have was that if the Peros come out of Eretz Yisrael and they go there, so there's a machlokes whether you're fine. What's the source for that? You know, you have the Shom. Again, it's the Mishnah. I mean, you can't change anything in the Mishnah. Omer of Elazar, Eliezer, Min Atrei, Rabbi Akiva, Min Atrei, each one is coming out from his point of view that we just had. In other words, the reason that Rebbe Eliezer pockets Paris for Paris in Eretz Yisrael is the reason that he is Machayev Paris for Paris. The reason that Rebbe Akiva is Machayev Paris for Paris in Eretz Yisrael, because he's saying all that counts is where. So too, is he pockets Paris for Paris, because where is in the place where you make the Yisrael. That's what defines it. It's not a din, the flour and the agriculture, you think. So what's the question? Let me just separate things. You're not understanding. Rebbe Eliezer is going with Shikoto. Look, my time at Rebbe Eliezer, we said that Lechem Ha'aretz, what defines it is Lechem Ha'aretz, right? Okay. So wherever that Lechem Ha'aretz is, the Chol Makom Shehu, it's still the Lechem of the Aretz. And Rabbi Akiva is going with Shitato. My time in the Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva's whole meaning over here was that it's El Ha'aretz Asher Ani Megifkem, Shama. That it's only Shama. So Shama Atam Chayavim. Ena Atam Chayavim, good part. Rabbanu Dekeitarin B'Shem Rabbi Chanina B'Machloket. He says that when we said that you were chayav immediately in Chala, nobody argues on that. They tainted Rabbanu Dekeitarin that it is a machloket, and that Lamaita is dependent on the following tanaim. It says in the Braita, Kol Makom Asher Kidroch Kafreg Lachembo Lachem Yeh. To every place in which you step, that will belong to you. And that means Ein Bichlal Elamasher Vatrat. Kol Makom is a klal. It's a meaning any place it is, no matter where, even if it's a quick part. And then it says, Mi'amidbar v'al v'anon and so on, right? It goes, gives over the whole thing, yed v'chem. So that means that it says, kol makom, if, as long as it's mi'amidbar v'al v'anon and so on, that will be yours, but nothing outside of that. And so that's the Ein Bichlal Olama, Shebet Prat, Divirev Yehuda. And from Rav Yehuda. They see in the Rav Yehuda, so they ask Rav Yehuda, if we're talking about in the Sifrei Eretz Yisrael, if we're talking about the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, that over there we need Koma Koma Shet Tidroch, I mean, it says the Farish, doesn't it? But see, Mehamid Bar, Mehalavanon Hazeh, Mehara Nahar, Hagadol Nahar Krat, Kol Eretz Achitim, Vahrayam Hagadol Nevoa Shemesh, Yeh, Gevulchem. So what would be the reason, therefore, to say it again over here? It can't be calling these comic rules of Eretz Yisrael. It's got to be telling us even places of good for it. And what you may know, even if you pray Eretz Yisrael, you must be praying good for it. It must be coming to tell me that even the boundaries, question of Safar, the boundaries of good for it, are going to be included as long as you do a tidroch kafrag v'chem. That is, as long as you do a kibush. Me'ata, ma shehayat David holechu lechabesh bar'am na'arayim v'bar'am tzava, yuchayavim v'chala. So why don't we say that David HaMelech's kibush is considered tidroch kafrag v'chem, and it should be included even in the sifrei of chutzlar. It becomes now part of our tidroch. And so the Gemara, Shanya, he over there, dark different. Shahaya David, Meniyat, Safrei Eretz Yisrael, Mechabei Safrei Chutzlaret. Because since he hadn't yet conquered all of Eretz Yisrael, so he didn't complete the Gemulas of Eretz Yisrael before going along and conquering elements of Chutzlaret. And that doesn't help. He can only expand Eretz Yisrael. He can't replace it for something else. But he didn't expand. He didn't have the whole thing first.
We have never yet had all
that.
No.
So we've never been. Mishum, Rayag Dolar, we said before. We haven't had the event. Certainly haven't had Shlosh Amos.
Shlosh Amos?
Oh. We haven't had Eretz Yisrael. So obviously we need to have
but
a further.
But he himself could be.
Thinking
of buying a little patch of land in the Roman Soviet just to try
something. Avi boy, Mima. Madi Omar, Avi boy, Mima. Madi Omar, Taman Kayab, Afok Kayab. So now, they were learning Lakora, Kipshuta. It says, Koma Komshi to draw Kabra Lakan. But that means even if it was Torah, it would be Kodesh, it would be fired, just like it is in Eretz Yisrael. In which case, you should be fired in the same way in Eretz Yisrael, you're fired immediately, because it's the Boaz Ken. So too, Koma Kom Shetidrof Kafrav Rechem means that wherever you are, it should be immediately yours. Right? Now, this relates to your question yesterday. Because the Havamina is that everything should be dependent in the same way that the Boachem doesn't require everything.
Mm-hmm.
So too, those things that are dependent on Kibush and Kriyosh shouldn't require everything. So what's the difference? Fine, I understand that one of them has to do with which, you know, walking through. The other one has to do with actually having an illusion. But in the same way that one isn't dependent on all of it, so too the other one can be dependent on all of it. So therefore, just like over there, you're chayav. So I'm also chayav. You should be chayav without requiring, like we were telling David HaMelech, what you did was wrong because you weren't kovish first all of it. But he could darshan, why not be kovish all of it? Whatever you're kovish, you're kovish. So man diyama taman patur. And if you hold, this is why they said it's dependent on the machlokas. If you hold that it's in the kala macha prat, meaning that you have to be kovish all of it first, and then over here too also, you should require the barachem meaning that the barachem is all faith, not the barachem immediately. So the kala is dependent on that machlokas. You might not. If you command the amataman patur, even if you were whole, but over there it's pater. But here, in the din of the barachem, see what you make me throw, yitchaygu. Here it would be chayav, because here we have the additional pater of the barachem to tell me that you're chayav without any kibush at all. Kibu yishivik bu yisrael melevo chamad ad yama ha'ayava. Dinvar Hashem lokei yisrael asher diber b'yad abdo yonah ben amitai hanavi. Hasher migat achetah. So now the question is, what exactly did Yerovam, Yerovam ben Yosh, what exactly did Yerovam conquer that relates it to Lavo Chamat Ad Yom Arava? What was that? Was that everything? Rebbe Chanina of Rebbe Mona, it's a machlokes. Chanamar kol ma shechivesh Yoshua kivezeh, v'chron omer yotemi ma shechivesh Yoshua kivezeh. That the lashon of Chamat Ad Yom Arava means more than what Yeshua actually had succeeded, because Yeshua never succeeded in getting the whole thing. And here it says, Kol Gvulam. So it says, who is Yeshua to a Kol Gvulam? It's mashma Kol Gvulam HaRa'u Lehem, not Kol Gvulam Shayatam Lehem Bimei Yeshua, but rather that he really went ahead and took the whole thing. Tana. Huh? When you get an hour, then?
Where?
What about Hanukkah? Was that close? The Chasmonai? I just thought that that's the Chasmonai.